What happened next was we organised a demonstration in the middle of December. So the razor wire encampment that the Department of Transport had erected featured a gate which blocked a footpath. Footpath number 14, I think I'm right in saying. I might be wrong. Across the hill. So Winchester College owned that part of the land. There was a public footpath across, which was blocked by the razor wire encampment. So we organised this footpath demo on around about the 13th or 14th, that weekend of December. Probably the 13th of December, I think it was on the Sunday. And we got tens of people up onto the hill to protest against the blocking of the footpath, which resulted in all of us removed the gate. We manhandled the gate off the hinges. So there was a standoff with the security guards. But we got the gate off its hinges. We discarded it. We trampled the razor wire again, and we went back into the encampment. And that, this is the first time I had ever taken direct action. That was that Sunday, a few days after Yellow Wednesday. And
how does it feel?
Yeah, it was amazing. It's very empowering, and I've written about it quite a lot actually. And it was direct action is a very physical thing. It's of the body. And that's the bit of it I didn't really realise. So we would run over the fence, lie down on the grass, and then wait for the security guards to pick us up and throw us back off again. So one would take both your legs and one would take both your arms. And they would then carry you and then drop you back outside the encampment. And I remember being really glad that I was tall and I was heavy and I was really hard to shift. And I remember letting my body hang down in an arc to make myself heavier and harder to shift. And we just did that all day. We just, to stop them from, we said so we'd run back in and they'd throw us back out again, or carry and drop us back out. But that was the first time I'd taken direct action, and I thought, yeah, okay, I can do it. And it felt really important to make that step from my head to my body, I think, in terms of the campaign.